Hi guys, welcome to Fantasy NBA GOAT, the greatest fantasy basketball podcast of all time. My name is Purity, this is episode 7, and as usual, I have my co-host with me. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello everybody, my name is Ivan. I hope everybody is doing good. And on this episode, we're gonna go over some injuries of some important players, and we're gonna break down a number of games for the remaining of the season, meaning for the game week 22, 23, and 24 for all 30 NBA teams. And at the end, we're gonna do a segment called Fantasy Sleeper of the Year Candidates.
That is right.
So let's start with injuries.
Well, yeah. Don't you think like you're sad that the season is about to end? I'm going to be sad. I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, I'm going to be sad if I don't win anything. if at least like a bronze medal in some league, meaning like a third place or I would be satisfied with at least like a couple of second places.
Well, I think I'm gonna win, so I'm excited about it. But I'm gonna miss fantasy, playing fantasy.
Let's go and check out on some really important players. So if you have one of these guys, I hope that you're not stressing that much. I have some of them, and it's a blow. It's a huge blow. If you had a Brandon Ingram who was playing great before he got injured, he was playing. He had the best stretch of the of his career. He was doing really great. 24 points for last month, if I'm not mistaken, and then this thing. He has a deep venous thrombosis. He's out for the season now, and he will have to rest for at least 2 months before he continues with any basketball activities. I just hope, as a Brandon Ingram owner, I just hope that he will be ready for the start of 2019-2020 campaign, and of course I hope that he will be as good as he was in this last month. Will he remain a Laker, or will Lakers trade him for Anthony Davis? It remains to be seen. Lakers, they give up on this season. They're done. They're tanking. We were joking how Lakers, I think our first episode, I made a joke, like, Lakers are tanking, and it came up to be true. Lakers are tanking now. He's out. Lonzo Ball is out. They're gonna put a cap on LeBron minutes. So, yeah, Lakers are done for the season. They're probably hoping to get some good rookie. And of course, to sign some huge name during the summer. So another guy, he's not out for the season. He's out for at least 7 to 10 days, and that's a lot, because if your playoffs are starting now, I mean, on week 22 or on week 23, this is a problem. Jrue Holiday has a lower abdominal strain, and well, you can just hope that he will return for this week 23, which might be the second week of your playoffs or beginning of your playoffs. Another guy that he's out since January 22nd. We're talking about TJ Warren, out since January 22nd. I think that many people who had him already sacked him, and he's a free agent in, well, I think all of leagues that I'm playing,
Yeah, me too. All
at
of
you.
my legs is free.
So many people hope that many people still hope that he might return, and I'm not sure if he's gonna start playing as he has been playing prior to injury, but he might be one of those guys that you can pick up from the waiver wire and hopefully win the playoffs or at least, take you to the finals or something like that.
Yeah.
Because he's out for at least two more games, but like since January 22nd, it's the same story. Out for like remaining of the week, out for at least a couple of games, and it has been the same story with him. So I don't have high hopes for TJ Warren, but just put him on your watch list and just keep hoping that, just pay attention. Just
Yeah.
keep him.
Just keep looking out for him. Instead of my exchange to healthy
Yeah, and
soon.
someone else might grab it if you're not fast enough.
Yeah.
Another guy, Marvin Bagley the third. So he resumes with basketball activities. And as you all are aware, he sprained left knee. I think this is the same knee that he sprained earlier.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, yeah, it is, I think. And he will return early in this week 22. So I don't think anyone who has Marvin Bagley dropped him when he got injured.
Yeah, they're still stalking him.
Yes, and if you have Marvin Bagley, you can only hope that he will continue playing as good as he's been playing before he got injured. His place as a Sacramento Kings power forward is waiting for him because, Nemanja Bjelica got his minutes back. Nemanja Bjelica is playing now. And Nemanja had this last game, he played really well. I cannot remember how many fantasy points, like 35, 36, something like that. But as soon as Marvin Bagley returns, Marvin will get his minutes back. And Nemanja was out of the rotation since Bagley started playing well, so we can expect that to happen again when Bagley the third returns. Another guy that, well, I don't know what you're doing with this guy. That's Robert Covington. Some people are stacking him like in a deep leagues, in a shallow leagues. No, even I sacked him in one really shallow league. He's still without timetable with a knee injury. He was one of those guys that for years you were able to draft really, really a low, considering how good he was and how good he is. But now this year didn't pay out. This year didn't pay out, and that is all for injuries.
I am going to break down, guys, the teams of how many games they are gonna have during the week that is coming. That is week 22, week 23, and week 24. So if you have them, then you know how many games they're gonna play and how many points. I mean, you know where you stand. So let's start. First, let's start with Sacramento Kings. They have in week 22, 4 games, week 23, 4 games, and week 24, 4 games. In total, they have 12 games. And Washington Wizard, they have 4-4-4. Meaning week 22-4, week 23-4, and week 24-4. And Cleveland Cavaliers, they have 4-4-3. And Denver Nuggets, they have 3-4-4. Detroit Pistons have 4-4-3. And Houston Rockets have 4-4-3. Los Angeles Clippers, they have 4-3-4. And Los Angeles Lakers have 4-3-4. Oklahoma City Thunder have 4-3-4. And Utah Jazz have 4-4-3. Boston Celtics have 3-4-3. And
Charlotte Hornets
have 3-4-3. And Dallas have 2-5.
No, 3-3-4-3.
3-4-3. Dallas, yes, 3-4-3. And then the Golden State Warriors have 2-5-3.
Yeah, they're the only team that has five games in 1 week, and mm-hmm. that is week 23. So pay attention, guys. Like, if you can, well, but who? You cannot grab from waiver wire. There is no one from Golden State that is worth of picking. And so these guys, the Golden State Warriors players, like, they are probably owned by someone, but just so this is just for you to know how many games you can expect from your Warrior players. So 2-5-3 for Warriors.
Yes.
2-5-3.
And then Indiana Pacers have 3-4-3. Then Miami Heat have 3-4-3. And Milwaukee Bucks have 3-4-3. The Portland Trail Blazers have 3-3-4. And San Antonio Spurs have 4-3.
No.
San Antonio Spurs have 3-4-3.
Yes.
Toronto Raptors have 3-4-3. Atlanta Hawks have 3-3-3. Brooklyn Nets have 4-2-3.
Yeah, really bad schedule.
Yeah.
Two games and three. Yeah.
Chicago Bulls have 3-3-3. And
Memphis Grizzlies.
Uh-huh. Memphis Grizzlies have 2-3-4. And Minnesota Timberwolves have 3-3-3. And
New Orleans Pelicans.
Uh-huh. New Orleans Pelicans have 3-3-3. The New York Knicks have 3-4-2.
Yeah, this is really bad schedule. If week 24 is your final week, which is the case in many leagues, this is like, I don't know what to tell you, but you should think about sacking Knicks players if you have some. Also Brooklyn Nets in your, if your week 23. Some people might also have this as a finals. In many leagues, this is semi-finals. Only two games for Nets. This is really bad. So where are we? Orlando Magic.
Orlando Magic
also
have
really bad. Yeah, it's better. Like, if you're okay, 3-2-4. So yeah. If week 24 is your final week, then okay. But I don't know.
And the Philadelphia 76ers have 3-3-3. That's good.
Yeah.
And last but not least, we have
Phoenix Suns.
The Phoenix Suns, who have 3-3-3. So, guys, that's the schedule.
So let's take a look at the candidates for the Fantasy Sleeper of the Year. So before the season started, who were your sleepers for fantasy basketball draft?
Well, my sleepers were John Collins, Jarrett Allen, and Jonathan Isaac.
And did you get one of those guys?
Yes, I have Jonathan Isaac, and he's been doing me proud, giving me those fantasy points.
Well, yeah, we don't have him on this list, but yeah, Jonathan Isaac was really cheap, and he was not that high in many drafts. I mean, he was cheap in the auction leagues, kind of cheap, and he was not that high as John Collins and Jarrett Allen. John Collins is doing great. Jarrett Allen is, oh well, maybe not that good as many people hoped, but these guys that we have on this list, actually not many people were that high on them. Not many people expected that these guys, that these players will perform that well. There are some guys that people already gave up on them before. So it's not many people are expecting to see these guys at All-Star and doing this great as they're doing. So let's get into it. Let's break down this list, talk about these guys. So the first guy that we have on the list is Nikola Vucevic. Nikola is playing really good. He's playing great. When the season started, many people were high on Mo Bamba. Many people expected Nikola to be traded so they can free up that starting center position for Mo Bamba. Mo Bamba, who is injured now, who has not been playing well. So it was a good decision by Magic to keep Vucevic, and he has been their best player. Aaron Gordon is not playing well, and Nikola was great. So let's see his stats. His field goal percentage is 52.3. He's scoring 1.1 three per game. Points 20.6 points per game. Offensive rebounds 2.8, defensive 9.3. That's 12.1 rebound per game. That's a lot. He was always a good rebounder. Four assists, that's also really good. A steals, one steal per game, and 1.2 blocks per game. He was never that good blocker, but it's okay. It's not below one. And how many fantasy points?
Fantasy points 45.6.
Yeah, that is a lot of fantasy points, and that is excellent. Do you have Nikola Vucevic in one of your fantasy points leagues? You play fantasy points. I don't, so
I don't have him. He's taken. He's not available.
Well, why didn't you draft him? So
I don't know why I didn't draft him. I took Embiid, so I'm not complaining. Oh, yeah.
Next one on the list is Luka Doncic. Everybody expected Luka to be good. Some fantasy experts expected Luka to be just good. Some expected Luka to be great, but nobody expected Luka to be great this year. In his rookie season, people thought that it would take a couple of years for Luka to develop, to adjust to NBA game, to NBA basketball, but Luka will probably be the rookie of the year. He's the best fantasy player amongst rookies, and he's doing everything for your team. If you have him in category leagues, he's doing almost everything for your team. He also has a lot of fantasy points. So percentages, field goal percentage 43.4, threes 2.5 threes per game. Points 21.1, that's a lot of threes, that is a lot of points for a rookie. Offensive rebounds 1.1, defensive 6.2, 7.3 rebounds per game. That is a lot. That is a lot for someone who is not playing on a low post. Assist 5.6, also decent number of assists. Steals 1.1, also decent. And blocks 0.3. And
for the fantasy point, 39.16.
Yeah, great. Also a lot. Also great. Yes, Luka, Luka, you don't have. Oh,
I do.
you do have
One
Luka.
of my leagues, I do.
Are you satisfied?
Very satisfied. Thank you, Luka.
Yeah. Next time you go to Slovenia. Are you planning going to Slovenia?
Yes. I have a friend there. You forgot. She invited me over there.
Yeah. So, yeah, Yusuf Nurkic. Yusuf Nurkic, center for Portland Trail Blazers. He's. Did you expect him to be this good?
No, I didn't actually.
Well, me, yeah, I also like didn't expect him to be this good. And he's playing. Do you have him in any of your
No,
fantasy
I
points?
don't have him. I don't know how he's
He
doing.
has a lot of fantasy points. And when we are talking about fantasy points again, we have to remind people we are talking about official scoring setting for Yahoo, which is also official NBA fantasy basketball. This is official scoring settings. We are not gonna go over that scoring setting, and if you're playing, you know what we are talking about. Yahoo switched to these new settings recently, and I don't know what's your opinion about it. I don't like it that much, but I guess you like it. It's easy to play, and you don't have to worry that much about it.
Yes, it's great. I'm not complaining. It's really easy for me.
Well, yeah, and like it's okay. We're gonna talk about that some other time. So let's go over these stats. So Yusuf Nurkic, 50 field goals percentage 50.8. He's not scoring threes, of course. Points 15.3. It's decent. Offensive rebounds 3.3. It's okay. Defensive 6.9. It's really good. That's 10.2 rebounds per game. That is good. It's not decent. That is good. Assist 3.3. Steals 1 steal per game. Blocks 1.5. That is like good for a center. Not very good or excellent, but like good. And
And for the fantasy point, he has 37.69. It's great.
also great, yeah. Also really good, great. Now D'Angelo Russell, point guard for Brooklyn Nets. Many people gave up on D'Angelo. What about you? Do you have him in any of your
Yes,
leagues?
both of them, I think.
Yeah.
He's my lucky charm.
Yeah, and do you remember, like, do you remember where, if you got him like high on a draft, or where was the, like, can you remember?
Yeah, I think he was. I don't
What,
remember.
high on your
Not
draft?
that high. I think maybe third round or second
I
round.
think he was much lower. That's like, okay, like he was going lower than in previous years. He was going much lower. So many people gave up on him. In my dynasty league, I didn't. And probably if he sucked this year, I would give up on him too. But D'Lo turned the corner since Caris LeVert got injured. He started playing excellent. He earned spot in at All-Star. He played on All-Star for the first time this year as a substitute for.
Oladipo, for Victor Oladipo.
Yes. So his field goal percentage 43.3. He's scoring 2.7 threes per game, 20.4 points per game, 0.6 offensive rebounds, 3.1 defensive rebounds. That's 3.7 rebounds per game. Assist 6.8. That is a lot. This is a lot of assists. Steals 1.1 and blocks 0.3.
And for the fantasy 4 point, D'Angelo Russell has 36.22, which is great.
Yeah. Another guy that, well, he didn't come from nowhere, but no one expected him to be this good. He's great. He's, well, probably the best player in Sacramento. He's the leader of that young core. So De'Aaron Fox is shooting 46.2 from the field. He's scoring 1.1 threes per game. That's not that good, but 17.5 points per game is excellent. Offensive rebound 0.5. Defensive 3.2, that's 3.7 rebounds per game. He's point guard, so that's just okay. Nothing special. But 7.2 assists per game. That's really good for this second year point guard. Steals 1.7, that is really good. Blocks 0.5 and fantasy points.
Fantasy points, he has 36.34. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. And if you want to listen to all the episodes of our podcast, just go to anchor.fm/fantasynbagoat. You'll find us there, and I hope you'll enjoy and listen to it. And we have a website. Tell them about the website.
Our website address is fantasynbagoat.weebly.com. Weebly is spelled with Weebly.
Yes, and you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our username is at fantasynbagoat.
Yes, and email us if you have a question, if you have a suggestion. Email us at fantasynbagoat@gmail.com.
That's it. Thank you for listening. We are done.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.